Trade Planner is a full-service marketing agency in New York. To promote your brand and grow sales, contact us at tradeplanner.com.
Ever get totally sucked in by something you read online? Like, you just can't stop thinking about it.
Happens to the best of us.
So I found this ethics advice from a marketing agency thing online.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and usually, like, when I see ethics, I'm like, oh, this is going to be boring.
Right.
But this was different. Mm. They had all these crazy examples of, like, marketing campaigns and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, wait, did that really happen?
Like what?
Well, we'll get into the specifics in a sec, but it's like, they were pointing out all these things that are, like, technically legal.
Okay.
But still kind of messed up, you know?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Like, where's the line, right?
Totally. It's something I think about a lot, actually.
You do?
Yeah, it's like a constant tension in any industry.
Mm-hmm.
How do you stay on the right side of that line?
That's a great way to put it.
Because anyone can follow the rules on paper.
Exactly.
But building an ethical culture, that's the real challenge.
100%. And speaking of questionable practices, this document goes deep on bad marketing agencies.
Oh, boy.
And let me tell you, some of these are doozies.
Like what? Give me an example.
Okay, so picture this. There's this well-known fashion college in New York, right?
Yeah.
And they hire this PR agency to, like, get people talking about their stuff.
Makes sense.
So they come up with this whole campaign for a fashion event. And get this. They have a black model wearing this, like, totally offensive costume.
Oh, way.
Huge lips. Giant monkey ears. The whole nine yards.
You're kidding?
It was like something out of a racist cartoon.
Wow. That's just awful.
I know, right? Like, who thought that was a good idea?
It's wild how sometimes people think they're being edgy or whatever.
Right.
But they end up just being incredibly tone deaf.
And this wasn't even some small-time operation. This was a legit PR agency working with a big-name college.
It makes you wonder about their decision-making process.
Seriously, like, where was the oversight?
Good question.
And that's not all. They had another example of this other agency that was, like, looking for specific types of women for a job.
Oh, no. Here we go.
I'm not even kidding. They literally put in the job description that they wanted women who were, like, attracted to 6'5", blue-eyed men with trust funds.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, are you serious? Who writes this stuff?
It's unbelievable. Like, yeah. Do they not realize how that sounds?
It's like they're not even trying to hide their biases.
Exactly. Yeah. And in this day and age, that kind of thing can really come back to bite you.
Oh, for sure. One wrong move and your reputation is toast.
People don't forget that kind of stuff.
Okay, let's switch gears for a sec and talk about contracts.
All right.
Because this document goes into this whole thing about how confusing user agreements are.
Ugh, tell me about it.
Especially in the tech world.
Right.
Like, I feel like I'm constantly clicking agree without even knowing what I'm agreeing to.
Same here.
Yeah.
It's like they make it so long and complicated on purpose.
And that's exactly what this document is saying.
Really?
Yeah. They're saying some companies might be using all that legal jargon to hide unethical stuff.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like hoping we're too busy to notice.
The sneaky.
And this leads to a really interesting point they make about AI music.
Okay. I'm listening.
Have you ever thought about how the ownership of AI-generated music actually works?
Now that you mention it, not really. It's like a whole other world, right?
Right. And it's kind of similar to how stock photo websites work, you know?
Yeah.
Where photographers upload their pictures, people buy them,
right.
And everyone gets a cut.
Makes sense.
But this document is saying that some of these AI music companies are like...
What are they doing?
Well, they're letting people use their AI to make music.
Okay.
But then they're saying they own that music.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. And they're not always paying or even giving credit to the people who helped make it.
That seems kind of messed up.
Right. It's like they're taking advantage of the fact that it's AI doing some of the work.
I see what you mean. So it's like a gray area.
Exactly. And it's not even just about the money. It's about getting credit where credit's due, you know?
Totally. Like if I help create something, I want to be recognized for that.
Exactly. And this whole thing about ethical agreements and who owns what.
Yeah.
It made me think about something else they talked about in the document.
What's that?
How companies treat their employees and contractors.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Especially now with the whole gig economy thing.
Right. It's like the lines are getting blurrier and blurrier.
Yeah, exactly. And they were giving all these examples of companies like...
Like what?
Forcing contractors to bill for less time than they actually worked.
No way.
And like denying them lunch breaks and stuff.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's kind of messed up.
It's just not right.
I know. It's like they're treating them like they're disposable.
It's like they forget that contractors are people too.
Totally. And I feel like that kind of stuff always comes back to bite you in the end.
Oh, absolutely. Word gets around.
Exactly. It's like what goes around comes around, you know.
Karma's a real thing.
Right. You can't just treat people however you want and expect to get away with it forever.
Nope. Eventually it catches up to you.
Like your reputation is everything in business.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
People can tell when you're not being genuine.
Totally. And it's not just about not getting caught. It's about...
It's about doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Even when no one's watching.
Exactly. Okay, so we've been talking about ethics for a while now.
Yeah, we've gone pretty deep on this.
And it's kind of made me realize that it's not just about avoiding lawsuits or whatever.
It's bigger than that.
Right. It's about...
It's about building something you're proud of.
Yes. That's a great way to put it. It's like building a legacy, right? Like, do you want to be known as the company that cuts corners and screws people over?
Right. Or the company that always tries to do the right thing.
Exactly. And you know what's funny? When we first started talking about this whole ethics advice thing,
yeah.
I thought it was going to be all about, like, avoiding legal trouble and stuff.
Right. Like a how-to guide on not getting sued.
Exactly. But the more we talk about it, the more I realize it's about something way bigger than that.
Totally. It's about the big picture.
Right.
Like, it's about your values.
Yeah.
What you stand for.
Yes. And they actually end on this really interesting note in the document.
Oh, yeah. What do they say?
They talk about this idea of karma in business.
Karma. Okay. Now, that's not something you hear every day.
Right. I know it sounds kind of out there.
It does. A little bit.
But the more I thought about it,
yeah,
the more it made sense.
Like how so?
Well, they weren't talking about it in like a mystical way or anything.
Okay, good. Because I was a little worried there for a second.
It was more like every action has a consequence. You know?
Right. What you put out into the world comes back to you.
Exactly. Like, you might be able to get away with shady stuff for a while.
Yeah, for a little bit.
But eventually.
Eventually, it catches up.
100%. And it's not just about the bad stuff coming back to you.
Sure.
It's also about the good stuff, you know?
Right. Like, if you make an effort to be ethical.
Yeah, to treat people.
It creates this positive cycle.
Totally. So, as we wrap up this deep dive.
Yeah. This has been a great conversation.
What's your biggest takeaway for our listener? Like, what's the one thing you really want them to remember?
That's a tough one. But I think the most important thing is ethics isn't just about following the rules. It's about making choices that reflect what you believe in.
100%.
Yeah.
It's about building a business you're actually proud of.
Exactly.
So if you're listening to this right now,
yeah,
maybe take a minute to think about your own practices. Are you being honest with yourself?
Are you being honest with others?
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, building an ethical business...
It's not just the right thing to do.
It's the smart thing to do.
Couldn't agree more.